Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Vanessa 65.92 pound BBW silicone sex doll with big boobs from Love Nestle. And this is one of their life-size dolls. I reviewed a previous doll that was a little bit smaller. This is the Vanessa doll. And without taking up any more of your time, let's jump into the hands-on review. I normally don't do unboxings, but I guess in this case it kind of makes sense because I got like an influencer swag box. So I really feel like I've made it when people are sending me swag boxes along with the dolls and toys I'm reviewing. So let's go ahead and open this up. So here's the box. I cut off the labels off so I can't dox myself. All right. The way this is packaged, let me kind of prop everything up. There is molded foam in a bag. I think it's like probably spray foam. They probably just put a bag down, put spray foam on it, then covered it in a bag. But it basically allows it to mold to the shape of the doll, which is actually pretty ingenious. So there's a molded foam bag. And there you go. And here is the doll. Now, when I got the doll, it was wrapped in this blanket. So it came in a soft plush blanket, but it was also like package taped down. So I had to cut the package tape off, remove the tape, take off the blanket. So it's also wrapped in a blanket. This is a very soft blanket. You can use this to keep dust off of your doll, which I recommend doing. It also came with a bathing suit, which she is wearing. Because YouTube does not like nudity. I keep getting strikes on my doll review specifically. Not so much like the spinning robot pussies and that kind of stuff. That's fine. But the torsos and the dolls and the ones that look like a woman, I'm getting hit with strikes from those all of a sudden. Now, again, let's get to the swag. So I told you that when I got this doll, it was all taped up and wrapped in a blanket. This is what it looked like. This is a free... or I don't know, a bonus doggy style ass that Love Nestle sent me. It's still wrapped up in its plastic and its blanket so that you can see what it looks like. So when you first get the doll, it's gonna be wrapped up in like that plush blanket and taped down. And this is just like a bonus doggy style ass, which I'll be checking out later. Another thing that they sent me in the box is a Love Nestle butt cheek mouse pad. So I've seen these for like anime girls and stuff where it's got the anime girl. Usually it's her boobs or her butt. And it's just like a mouse pad and the butt cheeks and or boobs are the wrist rest for the mouse pad. Except this is a Love Nestle branded. So it's got like a sex doll torso on the picture instead of like an anime girl or a porn star or something. But it's got the same kind of butt cheek wrist rest. And I wasn't expecting this at all. So it's just a free... mouse pad with doll butt cheeks. So hey, you know what's not to love about that? So that was free. Got that in my little swaggy bag. All right, and finally, this is three things. I got a Love Nestle reusable shopping bag. You know, it's a canvas carrying bag. I'm not really sure what this was intended to be, but it also came with two douche bottles. So these bottles they're squeezable, and now these are unopened, obviously. They're squeezable, and they have like a nozzle tip, and what you do is you can squirt water up into the doll using these. So you fill it up with water, put it together, shove it up her pussy or butthole, squeeze the water in there, and that helps wash out the cum or the lube or whatever you gotta wash out, because these dolls, you can't turn them inside out and clean them out the normal way. So these douche bottles are really cool. And I got two of them and a canvas bag. So, yay. All right, so that is enough swag. I will now take the doll out of the box and I will show you her features. I've reviewed life-size TPE torsos like the Aurora torso from Tantalee. And obviously I have Celestina. She's a fully life-size TPE doll. This is a silicone life-size torso. I reviewed a previous... silicone torso from Love Nestle, which was not life size. It was what I call anime body pillow size. So if you have an anime body pillow, you put the torso with the body pillow and it matches the picture. But a body pillow is scaled down slightly from like a normal human proportions. This is a fully life size. Now, this is supposed to be a BBW doll. And she is not fat. She's thick. She's realistic. Well, realistic might be putting it a little bit too strongly. She's not realistic. She has enormous titties, and she's actually very fit. However, within the sex doll parlance, this is considered BBW. This is considered, like, unnecessarily, maybe even comically thick. When in reality, if you saw a woman this skinny, like, her waist is not fat. If you saw a woman with a waist like this, you would not call her a BBW. BBW is like fucking obese. It's so that she's not a BBW, but she's pretty thick. And to put this in perspective, she weighs 65 pounds. This torso weighs 65 pounds. Celestina, my full sex doll with a head and arms and legs, whole body, 5'6", she weighs in total 70 pounds. So this torso weighs 5 pounds less than an entire sex doll. This is not a light torso. It's not horrible to move around. 65 pounds is a lot, but it's not like impossible to move around. You can move it around, but just be aware, she is heavy. 65 pounds is not light. You're not gonna be able to bounce this girl on your lap or anything. Anyway, it may be hard to tell. The main advantage of silicone is the realism when it comes to the skin texture and the details. Unfortunately, I can't show this stuff on YouTube because YouTube doesn't like nudity, but I want to show you the details. So you may not be able to tell, but the skin texture has, like, it looks like veins and pores and freckles and, like, little changes in detail. And these little changes in detail make all the difference. They allow the skin to look real. Like, here, let me lower this. And so maybe you can see some of the detail. Let me lower my tripod to see if you can see some of the detail. So let's there we go. Okay, so I'm gonna let the camera focus. You can see on the breasts, it looks like just a texture. You might even be able to pick out maybe what looks like veins, what looks like freckles, pores, just skin imperfections. So if you know the difference between a lab-created diamond and a natural diamonds cost a lot more than lab-created diamonds. The reality is lab-created diamonds are better than natural diamonds because they're perfect. Natural diamonds have small imperfections that arise just because they weren't created in the lab, but those small imperfections make the diamond more valuable because there's like a stigma against lab-created diamonds. Now, the reason why I'm bringing that up is sex dolls are perfect. And usually when you get like a TP sex doll, their skin is one color. There's no freckles, there's no veins, there's no anything. And because they're so perfect, they don't look real. You have like an uncanny valley effect. But because Vanessa is a silicone doll from Love Nestle, she has that detail where her skin has the details of the textures of the veins and the freckles and all this stuff. Her skin looks real. Like if you look at her, like she's zoomed in, you can't really tell that she's just a torso with no head or anything. She looks totally real. Now check this out. Like, let me show you her titties feel real. Like, look at this. You got some extremely realistic jiggle. When you could squeeze it, you can look at the squeeze. You could twist her boobies around. You can just give her boobies a little twist. They're very flexible. In fact, I'll just spoil the ending. The most fun I had with this torso was titty fucking her. It was actually better than sex, you know, vaginal or even anal sex. It was titty fucking this doll was really fun. And it felt great. These titties are huge and they're super jiggly and they're super soft and they feel great and they look real. They even got like weight to them. They actually, like, if you had a blind person and you're like, is this fake or real? Like without any context, they just had to feel these titties to tell if they were fake or real. They'd be like, those are real titties. These are real, real titties. And yeah, they're realistic, you know, they're fake as hell. But they feel absolutely real. Like when a woman gets a boob job, she wishes her fake titties could feel like this. And there's no scarring. You ever see like a chick with fake tits and she's got like scars under her boob? There's no scars. You can actually see pores. You can actually see like wrinkles from the skin. It's so realistic. but there's no scarring. The boobs feel, look perfect. Everything looks perfect. All right, so the boobs and the butt use something called a love boobs or love ass. It basically makes the skin feel very soft and squishy like a boob. Here's what's interesting. So normally when it comes to a sex doll, the sex doll has a metal skeleton and the rest of the doll is very squishy. You could actually dig into you could poke into the doll and actually feel the skeleton. This doll is made out of some type of composite material, and it feels real. So you push down on her stomach, it doesn't squish down where you can feel the skeleton. You can squish down like maybe an inch, and then you run into resistance, just like a real person, because unlike a sex doll, which is just a block of TPE with a skeleton in the middle, a real person has organs, a skeleton, muscle. This feels real. Like, her stomach feels real. Her thighs feel real. Everything feels real. So I don't know what type of black magic they did to make the doll look and feel so real, but it looks and feels so real. And of course, the love boobs. Let me show you. Look at that. Had a wardrobe malfunction. Can't have that on YouTube. But let me look. You can push your boobs together. You can do this. You can slap them together. Oh, another wardrobe malfunction. Out of control. Out of control, Vanessa. You can't be doing that on YouTube. You're going to get me demonetized. Well, I'm already demonetized. You're going to give me another strike. Anyway, so these are the love boobs. They're squishy. They're jiggly. They're fuckable. That's the boobs. Okay, so this is her from the side. Now, again, she's being marketed as a BBW. She's not fat, like, at all. She has huge titties, and she doesn't even have, like, a giant ghetto booty. She has a very nice, round, heart-shaped ass. But if you're looking for, like, a thick, like, black chick ass, she doesn't even have that kind of ass. So, yeah, she's thick. She's not even thick. She's natural looking. She's realistically looking. Like, Celestina and other sex dolls have, like, a Barbie doll, unrealistic level of skinniness in order to cut down on material and cost, whereas Vanessa actually looks like a real person. She looks like a very well-endowed, fit, real woman. She doesn't look like a Barbie doll with, like, an overly skinny body. You can see how her boobs squish just from her laying down on her stomach. But, like, look at her butt. Her butt is, I mean, her bikini's a little bit off. But anyway, her butt is not, like, super big. It's not like a big, ghetto booty. It's just like a nice kind of heart-shaped ass. And it has what's called a love ass. So what does love ass mean? It basically means the butt cheeks are as squishy as the boobs. Now, I'm not a huge fan of this. So, like, again, I squeeze her thighs. Her thighs feel real. Her back feels real. All parts of her body feel real. The breasts and the butt are, like, extra soft, but they're the same kind of softness. So here, let me show you. So here's her butt cheeks. I can grab and pull her butt cheeks with my hands. You shouldn't be able to do that. You should not be able to grab someone's ass cheek and just give it a tug like that. So her butt is too soft. Her butt feels like her boobs. So, I mean, this is great if you want to get, like, a butt cheek job where you, like, fuck her butt cheeks, because it's going to feel just like a pair of titties. But, and look, it's very spankable. She's got a nice spankable ass. She's got a nice jiggly booty. She can make it clap. But it's too soft. Butts aren't supposed to be that soft. They're supposed to be, like, somewhere between the normal hardness of the body and the boobs. There's, like, a halfway point. And that's where, like, a nice firm ass should be. If you like a fat jiggly ass, then this is it. This is it, brother. This is the ass you've been waiting for. But if you like a nice firm toned ass that's still squishy, that's still got some give, that isn't, like, rock hard, but isn't, like, a pair of titties, the ass is a little bit too soft. Now, this is the same criticism that I gave the last Love Nestle doll that I reviewed, and I requested them to send me a firmer ass, but, they didn't. They sent me another one with this overly soft love ass, which, look, the love ass is fine. I'll take the love ass over, like, a rock hard silicone ass, but the doll's so perfect when it comes to its realism. The skin looks real. It feels real. The boobs feel real. The thighs, everything feels real. And then this ass is too soft. And it's like the one thing. And because it's otherwise so good, it's so perfect, that when one thing is off, it's like you just focus on that. Like, oh my God, it was so close. It just, the ass was too soft. But again, if you like a soft, jiggly ass, it basically feels like a pair of titties in your hand, then this is the perfect ass for you. But again, it's not like a huge ghetto booty. Maybe like if this was a huge ghetto booty ass, then like a love ass would make sense. But this looks like a normal woman's ass, which should be a lot firmer. I mean, maybe not a lot firmer, but more firmer than it is. I shouldn't be able to grab it and pull on it like a boob. So there you go. What did it feel like? Did I like it? Is this better than the Aurora torso? Is this better than Celestina? Is this the best doll experience I've ever had? And the answer is no. And I'm so disappointed to report that. And the reason why it's no is because of the legs. And you're probably thinking, the legs? What could the legs do? I'm going to try to get this in the missionary position, which is pretty standard. You know, you lay the doll down. You're going to spread her legs, open them up. That way you can get in between there so you can fuck her pussy. That's kind of how it's done around here. So I'm going to get the doll in the missionary position. It doesn't want to be too high. Like I pull the legs up, I let go, and they go down to there. So I can't get the legs to go higher than there. I don't know why I just lost my voice all of a sudden. All right, so now I'll spread the legs. All right, spreading the legs. And, oh, it wants to go there. Trying to spread the legs again, and it wants to go there. So this is as far as it wants to go. The legs don't want to go higher. The legs don't want to spread further. This is what you're stuck with. The problem with this is you're fighting against her thighs. So, and again, she's 65 pounds. She's not light. So as you're trying to get in between there, you're pushing, and like I have to use a significant amount of strength to open her legs up, and the entire time her legs are pushing me away. So I'm trying to keep her legs open so I can get in there, and her legs are pushing me away. I try to lift her legs up, and then her legs want to come back down. They want to be in this position, and they will fight you just to get in this position and to stay in this position. Which it really is, it's infuriating, because I need to get like one or the other. I either need to spread her legs out more, or I need to lift her legs up more so I have better access to her vagina. Like that's how sex works. And it's like these thighs are just in the wrong position where they're just pushing me away just enough, when they're closing just enough, and they're too low just enough, where I can't really get balls deep. I can tickle it, I can get in there, but it's like I'm fighting, like what I had to do, I had to grab onto her shoulders and like pull myself aggressively into her in order to overcome this springy thigh bullshit, because it kept pushing me away. I couldn't just like thrust in naturally. I had to fight against her. Like I essentially had to rape her. I had to rape the doll because it was fighting me. So I had to like aggressively hold onto her shoulders, pulling her down into me as I thrust it into her so I could overcome her fighting me with her thighs. And that is really annoying. The anal cavity is a little bit, it feels a little bit low, where you really can't do doggy style, and for the same reasons. All right, if I want to do doggy style, I have to put the legs up here. I have to make the booty stick up. What do you see? What do you notice? The legs don't want to go up. So this is going to be hard to see because of the bathing suit. But if you try to put the doll in the doggy style position, even if you bend her back to make her booty stick up, her thighs are too low. You need her thighs to be higher, and then you want to bend her back. That way her pussy and her ass are like right there for you to tap, and the legs don't want to cooperate. So it was a struggle. It was honestly a struggle to actually have sex with this doll because of these legs. These legs want to be in this position. They want to be in a standing position. for whatever reason. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if, like, if there's a setting in the skeleton or somewhere. Maybe it's just the material. Maybe the material is so thick and realistic that when it's stretched, when you lift the leg too high, it stretches the material and like a rubber band, it wants to go back. I don't know what happened. But I do know this. Having sex with this doll was a chore because you're constantly fighting against her legs. Doggy style was basically impossible because the doll weighs 65 pounds. So you have to fight against the doll. You're going to have to rape the doll. You're going to have to pin the doll down, forcibly spread her legs against her will, and rape her in order to have sex with this doll. And it, in the doggy style position, you're going to have to find a way to, like, crunch her down into the correct position. And again, you're going to have to, I don't know, maybe use rope, maybe tie her up, something like that. You basically have to rape this doll in order to get access to her vagina or her ass because her legs are constantly pushing you away. Which is why I mentioned earlier, the best time I had with this doll was when I was titty fucking it. When I was just straddling her stomach and then just thrusting my dick between her boobs. That felt great. It felt amazing. It's the best titty fuck I've had. Like, usually when you have a girl with titties like this, like the perfect titty fucking titties, her waist, you know, she's usually fat. Usually fat girls and big titties go together. Skinny girls and big titties, generally you don't find them together. So it's like, you want to straddle a girl's waist and titty fuck her? Well, if she's like obese and you're trying to, like, I don't know, throw your legs over her, it's not going to work. You know, you're going to be like riding her rolls. So this was great for titty fucking because she's skinny, and also because the doll has like this composite material, it can support your body weight. So you can straddle her and like rest on her stomach and thrust in between her titties, and it's fantastic. So as far as a titty fucking doll, this is the best doll ever when it comes to titty fucking. As far as sex, this doll was pretty bad, in my opinion, because of these stupid thighs pushing me away. And again, I don't know if this was like something the skeleton had wrong with it. Maybe it was dialed in wrong or whatever. Or it might just be the material. Like, she's so thick that when you stretch her around, the material is pulling the leg back. So if you want to actually have, you know, sex with this doll, you're going to have to rape her. You're going to have to get some rope. You're going to have to tie her down. You're going to have to, like, do something. You're going to have to pin her down. You're going to have to force your dick into her against her will. You're going to have to overpower her thighs. And if you're into that, then have I got news for you. This is the doll of your dreams. If you're into rape, if you're into forcible sex, if you like to force yourself into somebody, if that's your fetish, this is the doll for you. I'm not into that. I'm not into, like, if I feel a woman, this might just be me. If I'm having sex with a woman and I feel a woman pushing me away or resisting me, I stop. I want to make sure, like, what's going on? Why are you pushing me away? Does it hurt? Is something going on here? Are you having second thoughts? And so when I'm trying to have sex with Vanessa and she's pushing me away with her thighs, I'm instinctively pulling back, trying to figure out what's going on. And then when I was trying to, like, overpower her thighs, I didn't enjoy it. I did not enjoy the sex. And this doll is so great. The doll is so realistic. The boobs are amazing. The details, it's great. Now, I haven't shown you the vagina or the anus. The vagina and the anus look like a real vagina, real anus. If you've seen like a TPE doll, it's usually like it has the labia and the clitoris, but then the hole is just a hole. When it comes to silicone dolls, the vagina hole actually looks like a real vagina. So as far as the looks and the feel, everything feels and looks perfect. The butt is a little bit soft, and that's about it. But the thighs and the fact you have to overpower it, you basically have to rape the doll against her will, it's not what I'm into. It didn't do it for me, fam. But if that's what you're into, then my God, you've made it.
Those are my thoughts on the Vanessa doll. Now let's talk about the price. This doll is $829, which is pretty expensive. It's, you know, upwards of almost $1,000. But that's not uncommon when it comes to a life-size torso. If you go to the dollhouse, you're going to be paying about $1,000 for a torso. Now, at the dollhouse, you get a head. these torsos don't come with a head. However, there is a head screw hole. It's been like covered over, but you could probably dig that out and probably screw a head into it. I'm not sure what size head it is or what brand it's compatible with. There is a head screw hole, which means if you have a sex doll head, you could screw that into the Love Nestle torsos, honestly, no problem. So the price is on par. What amazes me about the Love Nestle dolls is that they're silicone. Silicone generally is much more expensive than TPE because it's a more expensive material and it's higher quality. For example, if you're a trucker and you have a TPE doll, well, TPE begins to melt and soften at about 150-200 degrees, which means if you're a trucker, the heat from, you know, just being in your truck could cause your doll to soften and start to melt. Silicone can handle temperatures up to 400 plus. You may have noticed, like, there are silicone cookware things, like silicone oven mitts and silicone spatulas. The reason why silicone has these things is because it can handle high temperatures. So if you're a trucker or you work anywhere with high temperatures or anything like that, I highly recommend a silicone doll versus a TPE doll. The problem is silicone is much more expensive and, you know, you may not have the space. So the Love Nestle silicone torso dolls are an excellent value. And I do have a 15% off coupon code. So, you know, that's a huge discount. 15% of $829 is a pretty penny. So you're going to be saving a little bit of money on top of the fact this is already a very well-priced product in the first place for a silicone doll. And again, everything feels so real. Like the doll doesn't feel squishy. You can actually feel what could easily pass for muscle underneath the skin. And the texture of the skin feels real. The boobs feel real. Everything feels great. So I really have no complaints about the doll other than the legs. And I'm not sure what, if that was a skeleton or if honestly that was the material. Maybe just when you have a thick doll with thick thighs, it's just hard for them to hold certain poses. Or maybe just the joints need to be tightened up. Maybe because with the Aurora torso, the joints are much harder to move, but they stay in place once you move them. So maybe the joints just need to be tightened up and that would solve the problem with the thighs. Because I really wanted to love this doll. And the thighs pushing against me just really kind of ruined it for me a bit. But excellent value, amazing quality, and it's heavy. Be aware, 65 pounds is not light. And be aware of the thighs possibly pushing you back, and you're gonna have to like fight against them and get your rape on. But other than that, Vanessa is a great doll. Save 15% at lovenestle.com. So check the description, use the coupon code, check out Love Nestle's other dolls. Again, I reviewed another one of their dolls not too long ago. The other doll I reviewed was the Aiko doll. The Aiko doll is body pillow size. So if you have an anime body pillow and you wanted a silicone torso doll to go with that body pillow that fits the proportions of a body pillow, check out the Aiko doll. But Vanessa is more, she's like a one-for-one life-size silicone torso. And she's not overly skinny. She doesn't have like a Barbie doll figure. She's a very voluptuous but natural-looking woman other than her enormous titties. So anyway, check it out. Use the coupon code, save 50%. Go to lovenestle.com. Thank you, Love Nestle, for sending me not just this doll but this swag bag. I love the mouse pad. Mouse pad's great. It's my new favorite thing. So anyway, I don't know. I don't even have the mouse pads on the website. I'm not even sure. If you don't, you should. If you don't sell the mouse pads on the website, you should sell the mouse pads on the website. Anyway, thank you, Love Nestle, for sending me this doll. Use a coupon code, save 50%. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.